We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Mem Ches Omer Beis. We are on the bottom line of Daf Mem Ches Omer Aleph, and we are continuing Mechlokes Rava and Abaye if Hazmona Milsa or not. If setting aside something for the Meis comes also or not. Toshima. Hoyu Ovev V'Imay Mezarkim by Kalim. The father and mother unfortunately lost a child, and they were very distraught, and they were throwing all the possessions towards the Meis because they wanted to be buried with the Meis. They wanted these things to be buried with the mace, but partially that was part of their tsar, showing their tsar. The halacha is mitzvah lachem latzilom. Like Rashi says, it's hashavas aveda. Take away the clothing before you bury him, because you don't want to waste all that, and therefore you move it away before you bury the mace. Now, even though here it's a shtikla hazmana, because when the father and mother, it's their possessions, and they are setting it aside for the mace, they're throwing it towards the mace, is it bury this mace, bury this mace? So cheret hazmana milsa. You still see that it's nothing. The Acherim could take it away. People could take it away. And it won't be Osabano. So you see from here, Hazmono Lav Milsi. It's a riot to Rava that Hazmono is nothing. And for the Gemara on top of my base, Avada Hazmono Milsi. Hosom Shumirayu. There, it's not Hazmono. Because they're doing it because of their Tsar. And that's not called Hazmono. They don't really want it for the mace. The Mitzar are sort of throwing it towards the mace. It's not enough of Hazmono. Preti Marakasho. If that's true, okay, I didn't tell the alarm, Rav Shimon Gamliel. It says in the Sefer, Rav Shimon Gamliel either explains Tanakama or some say, oh, because the pastor is explaining, let's say. Okay, I didn't tell the alarm, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Medvarim Urim, Shleinoga Mita. The only way you can take it away is if you didn't touch the Mita. Ava Nogwe Mita, if the stuff that they threw touched the Mita, Asurim, it's awesome. It's awesome. So the question is, why is it awesome? If it's a mistake, it's only Machmas Mirayu, how could that be considered a Maisa? Because the chayra, it was not done with the right das. So why is it also? Everything gemara take ma'ula b'mita and kverusimoy. The mechalfi b'dechuicha emets. You're right. After the svara of mirayu, even touching the mace will not make it osvano. The whole thing's a mistake, and therefore it's not really becoming osvano. But here there's a new halacha that if it's the mita and kverusimoy, anything, any clothing you throw at the mace becomes osvano, because if you take it away, people are going to say, yeah, tachrichim are not osvano either. And we know that's not true. So therefore, we made a gzeira otu tachrichim ha-meis. Like Rashi explains, hamita nekveris meishu noisin oisa v'yah bal kvura v'regilo l'kovra imoy. And you bury the meat. They used to bury the meat. Basically, it's like an orin. They bury the orin with the mace. Look, I've got Moshe Rayu who Nesorim ben Agiyah. When they're Abanon, it's their Abanon. So Mechav ben Tichuchay Mace. Also, man, Tichuchay Mace Matar. But a mita that he died on in his house, and people threw clothing on it. Obviously, that we nothing because that's only Al Tsar. There's no Gzera on that. Basically, like in our terms, would be someone threw it into the Arin. So since you're burying the Arin together with the person, which is not they only bury part of the Arin with the person, but most of it, something to take it's part of it off. But in any case, usually leave everything in the kever, so then they're going to say also the same thing with tachrichei ha-meis. Also, that they're going to, the people are going to say tachrichei ha-meis are not osvana. Therefore, they said everything is osvana. Tashvan, not a riot to the shy lovers, but we'll see. Kiss shah soil and yechvei tefillin. You made a pouch in order. You made a tefillin bag. You made it for the tefillin. Aser laniach by mice. Now put money into it. Haniach by tefillin. Yaniach by mice. If you put it, if it was not a pouch made for tefillin, you punk put tefillin into a pouch. Then you niach by mois, like we said before, you said that if I don't make it for the tefillin, even putting tefillin in it wouldn't make it also bahana, because it's not a tefillin pouch; it's a regular pouch. I put tefillin in. But what do you see from the ratio? I'm a furish, like Abaya. It says, "Klar, I made a tefillin bag. The loch is also bahana." So tomorrow, no, I'll talk like this: Ema asai v'niach by tefillin, also niach by mois. Rav Chista. And the chiddush like Rav Chista. Avad the racist told my case, but I actually put the tefillin in it. What's the chiddush of this price? A very good shema. It's like, dafka, if I made it l'shem tefillin and put the tefillin in, is it also? If I stamp a tefillin in a pouch, it's not also ba'ana. But avad the case is actually the maisa, and therefore it's not a kasha at Rava. Toshima, omol uman, asel tikshal sefer. You go over to a guy who makes tefillin bags, you tell him that I need a tikshal sefer, I need a mantle for my sefer Torah. Not tikshal tefillin, or a tefillin bag for my tefillin. Ad shelo nishtamish behem kodesh. Before you put the sefer Torah in it, before you tefillin in it, but nishtamish behem chayil. You'll have to use it for chayil. Nishtamish behem kodesh, also nishtamish behem chayil. Once you use it for kodesh, you can't use it for chayil. So here's a klar raya, not like a bayah. It's the first raya to Rava. It says klar, then until you use it, it's mutil shtamish bem chayil. So what's Rabbi going to do with this? This is no choice. It's klar. Answer in shtamish bem. So first raya to Rava, as mono, lav milsi. He's just setting it aside, it's not enough. So tomorrow, tanoyim, focus tanoyim, 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 tzipan zav, she covered tefillin with zav, oshtola lehem, or behema tahira, or shalhema temeya. It's psulas, it's possible. And the reason why it's possible is because it has to be l'man tia teres v'vich, it has to be edible. Therefore, putting it on gold or putting it on behema temeya is possible. Or behema tahira is ksheira is. Or behema tahira is ksheira is. Afa pish le ivdom l'shman. Even though you did not make the leather l'shma, you didn't actually work out the leather l'shma. From Shimon Gamila, ma'af or behema tahira psulas atri of l'shman. You need ibul l'shman. So the Mechlekes over here, we need Ibul L'shma or not. Now what does it got to do with our sugya? So the way Rashi learns with the beer of the Yad Rama, which means like this, Tanakama holds Hazmona Lav Milsi, and therefore it wouldn't help doing Ibul L'shma. Ibul L'shma is not chal, it's a waste of time. What's Ibul L'shma? There's such thing as Hazmona Milsi. So therefore, he says you don't need it, because there's no Ta'elas in doing that. That's how Rashi learns. That there's no ta'elas in doing Ibul L'shma according to Tanakama, because you can hold it as mana lav milsi. Rashi Mil holds as mana milsi, and therefore you do Ibul L'shma. Now Tosfos does not like this pshat. So remember, what's the pshat? Tanakama holds like Rava, and you don't need Ibul L'shma because it doesn't work. Rashi Mil holds you need Ibul L'shma. The problem is Tosfos says that we pass like Rava as mana lav milsi, and we pass the Ibul L'shma. So what does Rashi do? It's a little bit shad. Tosfos kasha. The cost of any time, top taste of his cost of any time, the kaimel ba'az mana ala karava, with the ibul l'shma, kaimel shem mil. So therefore, taste learns the opposite. He says, but farash many time, a few lines later in taste, farash many time, the rava da ma'az mana lav milsi, shava karash mil by ibul l'shma, which lo yisagi ba'az mana, it's not enough ba'az mana. So that is, the taste is saying like this, every tefillin needs to be set aside as well as using it for the tefillin. So according to Rava, Hazmana is not enough, because it's nothing Hazmana. So you have to do an Ibul L'shma, do a Maisel L'shma. Hashaykh and Abaya holds you don't need the Maisel L'shma, Hazmana alone is enough for set aside for Tefillin. So Tosfos learns the opposite of Rashi. So I'll tomorrow invite, I'm the Ravina L'Rava. I don't understand, Ravina L'Rava, you know, you and Abaya are arguing about a case, we always Oireg Beged L'meis, right? And we say it like this, if you sow the Beged for Achai, Kuliyam is nothing, right? So Mechalik says, when I'm oireg a beged l'meis, is it osa b'hano or not? Zok to Ravina to Rava, you know your Mechalik is not negeya? It's not negeya, the whole Mechalik is. Only Ravina to Rava. Mi geduchta, is there any place in the world, the Roman bay meis, the meis sits there, v'arigi beged l'meis, any place in the world, the meis dies, then you call up the local tailor and say, we need some tachrichim, start sewing tachrichim, after the meis dies, it's not negeya to Mechalik is. Like Rashi speaks out. Ikaduchta the runway misa shemes mutaba bazoyan kizela shoysachi yargoy bagad, the atva by milsa the lesser pilgisu, that never happened. On my legs, no, it does happen. Going shikhbe the Arpanya, the place called Arpanya, the very poor there, that there, they taka don't start making tachrichim till after they die. Someone dies, they collect some money, and start making the begotten. That's what happens. It happens after they die. It isn't again Mechlekes. Doros Marema, Hilkasa Kavasa da Abaya. Marema said, Lachasa Kabaya is Mona Milsi. Rabbona Amri, Lachasa da Rava da Azmona Lav Milsi. Hilkasa Kavasa da Rava da Azmona is Lav Milsi. So tomorrow, I'm going to turn on the Brisa. New Sugya. We finished the Sugya. Azmona Milsi, we're going to a new Indian. Tara Boron, Haruge Malchus, Nechseim Lemelech. Haruge Malchus means someone was married by Malchus, someone rebelled in the king, and a Malchi Yisrael, even a Jewish king. The Loch is, we learn from Pasuk Yeshua, called Ishish Yamra as Picha. The Pasuk says in Yeshua that whoever is goes against the king will get Misa. Now, what happens to the Nechasim of the person who dies? Does it go to the Yarshim or does it go to the Melech? So we have Machlokes over here. Haruge Malchus, Nechseim Lemelech. It's part of the Oinish. Part of the punishment someone rebels is, first of all, he gets killed, and second of all, the chasim go to the king. That's number one. Haruge Bezdin, Nechseim the Yarshim. Someone who gets Mises Bezdin, Nechseim go to the Yarshim, then the Yarshim are Yarish is Nechasim. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, everything goes to the Yarshim. Af Haruge Malchus, Nechseim the Yarshim. Haruge Malchus also, the Nechasim go to the Yarshim. Omru Leili Rabbi Yehuda, So the Chacham and the Tanakhama, who holds that goes to the Melech, Tanya to Rabbi Yehuda, like Farnam says in the Pasuk, he nebekerem Ravoy, says Yorjom Rishtoi. So quickly, there's a story with Achav and Izebel that they had a neighbor, Novois, who had a beautiful vineyard, and Achav wanted this vineyard. So he went over to Novois and said, you know what? I have a much better vineyard in downtown Manhattan. I'm going to give you like a great location. I'm going to give you a better vineyard than yours. I just want yours. It's next door to me. I want it. I'm Bamech. I want it. So Novois said, what do you mean? I want this one. This is one I yours, my parents. This is my Nakla of my Avaisov. This is a Nakla, and so I'm not giving it away. So he came back home very upset. The Zav had a great idea. They hired two Edom, and they told Edom that he did a very Chayiv Misa, and they killed him. The pasuk like this: Ve'ivosh Shnei Anoshim Bnei Belial, two Edom Bnei Belial. We had it before. They're garnished. Vayeshvu Negdoi Ve'yudu Anshei Belial. They said Edos Es Novois Neged Om Lemar Beirach Novois Elikim. First of all, is Mevarach Es Hashem Vamelech. Also, the king cursed the king. Also, Vayetzu Mechutz Leir Ve'esgluba Vavam Ve'yomis. They took him outside and they killed him. And this the Novi came and heard about this. Hashem sent the Novi to tell Achav that you're in trouble. It says, "Kum raid likras Achav Melech Yishol Asher b'Shemram Hinei b'Kerem Novois Asher Yerusham l'Rishtai." He's sitting in Kerem Novois that he went down to be Yerush. So now this person Novois was killed from Mevarach Es Hashem and from Mered B'Malchus. And what do you see? That Achav was Yerush his Nechasim. So you see that by Heruge Malchus the Nechseim l'Melech. So the more inside, only read over like Karnema. He need bekerem Novois. It's Yerusha l'Rishtoi. You see, by Mered Malchus, there's Yerusha to the Melech. Doesn't go to his Yarshim. So it's a riot to Tanakam. And I like Yehuda. Amalahem. So Yehuda answers Ben Achi Avavah. He was really Yerusha here. He was actually next in line, the Yerush. He was a nephew of the Yerush. Afraid to Gemara. He said back. Tanakam said back. But Harbi Bonim Ayulai. He had a lot of children. His sons. Why would he was not the Yerush? It must be Nechseim l'Melech because he's not the Yerush. On Malahan, so the answer is, oh, you said it's Banav Harag. He killed him and his children. You have to know why he killed his children, but he killed his children. Shnemar, Imloya is the main Novois, but it's the main Banav Reisi. That it says, when the Novi was telling him how you killed Novois, he says, the main Novois, but it's the main Banav Reisi. So you see, he killed his children also. Rabbanah, no, who Banav Maruin less than he didn't kill his children. It means the sons were going to come out of him before, after, you know, he died young. He could have more children. In any case, so we're saying they each have a way out. The machlekes over here is nechseim lemelech now. So Bishlam of the Mara says l'mad yom nechseim lemelech. If you hold nechseim, go to the melech. Hayim dechsev. That is why he needed. That's why he had to hire Edom. You're hiring Edom to say a lie. The whole thing's a lie, right? So just say Edom that he was mekalel, is mevarach es Hashem. Why do you have to have that he did against the melech? Teretz is because he wants to take it. But if you hold it, even when by rebellion it goes to the yarshim. So what are you helping by adding on the melech? Bishlam of the nechseim lemelech. But if it goes to the Yarshim anyway, why do you have to add on this extra crime, umelech? So more back, and for you, that you need melech, because you want to have the Yerusha, right? You need melech. So why do you have to have a lekim? Latamech, lekim lomli. Ella, fushi rischa, to make it more of a crime, this way, the people see, this guy's such a rush anyway, they're not going to blame Achav. Hakanam, lafushi rischa. They just did it, they needed like two crimes to make it look better. Zogt more avaita. Now I want to go to Yoav, a raya from Yoav. Now Yoav was a married Malchus, and he killed some people. He did a few different averus over the years. Yoav was in some ways was a big time hacha, big tzaddik, but he did a lot of averus also. So he killed Avner, he killed Asael, Avner, and he killed Amasa, and he killed Amasa, and he killed Avner, and he also was married by Malchus as well. He also was married by Malchus as well with a story with Adonai Yoav. He had a story where he was married by Malchus as well. So he had these three stories. So he was considered married by Malchus, but David HaMelech never killed him really. David HaMelech never really killed him. And he commanded Shlomo HaMelech to kill him. But in my sense, he was married by Malchus, and therefore he has to be killed. Now, what happened was that when Yoav heard that Shlomo HaMelech wants to kill him, he ran to the Mizbeach and he held on to the corners of the Mizbeach because he thought that the Mizbeach will be kailatim, that he can't be killed. Now, if he stays by the Mizbeach, he's going to die eventually of hunger, but he didn't want to be killed by the king. He asked, why not? Why? He's getting killed anyway. He's dying anyway. He's going to die of hunger. Why do you want to get killed by the king? So that's the more explains over here. First of all, the Yom HaNechseim, Lamelech, Hanuch, Seva Yonos, Yoav, El Oil HaShem, Vayachzeik, Bekarnes, Mezbech, you grab the Karnes, Mezbech. Vichzeiv, Vayayim, Eloi, Eloi, Eitzei, Ki Poi Omus. I'm not going to leave here, it's not exactly Loshem. Loshem is that he said, Vayayim, Eloi, Ki Poi Omus. I'm going to die over here. So we understand why he wants to die over here, because he wants the Chosim to go to the Yarshim. If he gets killed by Shloim, he goes to the Melech. But Eloman, the Yom HaNechseim, the Yarshim, everyone agrees, that if it goes, even by Melech, it goes to the Yarshim, so my nafkamina, why would he want to stay by the Mizbech? And for the Gemara, L'chai Yishah. L'chai Yishah means either because he'll die of hunger, or until Shlomo HaMelech decides that the Mizbech doesn't work, he'll buy some time at least to live a little bit longer, and that's what he's trying to do. Not because he's trying to gain anything for his Nechasim. So it says that when Yoav ran and grabbed him to the Mizbech, it says, V'yoshav Bino es hamelech dova lemar koy dibra Yoav v'koyanoni. So it sounds like there was a discussion between, doesn't say what, between Yoav and Shlomo HaMelech. There was a discussion back and forth. There was a conversation. What was the conversation? Omele zil emele, Yoav said, send a message to the king. Emele tarti lo yisavet b'hai gavra. We know that David HaMelech gave him a curse. When he did his averis, it says that David HaMelech said a curse. So he gave a klala to Yoav. It says, Yechulu al Reish Yoav al Kol Beis Aviv, v'al Yikaros Beis Yoav, you should not leave from the family Yoav a Zov, u'metzoyro, u'machzor pelech, guy who can't walk good, v'neifel v'cherev, v'chasa lechem. All these klalas. And he tainted, Yoav's tainted was, al Peter Marshah, is that you can't give me two things, either miso or klala. Why should I get a klala and a miso? Doesn't make sense. If you give me Misa, then you recover the klala that your father gave me. If not, if you don't want to take the klala, shafke, leave me alone. The klala will be maka Misa. Like, for example, Matar is maka Mes. Leave me with the klala that your father gave me. And Shlomo answer back, said, do what he says. And they took him and killed him. That means that he was mekabel the klala. Omer Rav Yudah Marav called klala Shakil David as Yoav Neskayim Vezarish of David. They all mekuyim Vezarish of David. Even though a lot of these klalas that would come up, we see it came for certain chataim, but it wouldn't have happened without this klala. So, like for, it says in the pasuk we read before that says the klalas al Yachar is based Yoav Zov Umetzayra Machzor Pelech V'Noifel Becher V'Chasel Lechem. Five different klalas. So Zov happened with Rechavim. Rechavim is the son of Shlomo. How do we know he became a Zov? The Chziv, V'amelech Rechavim Mesamitz La'as Merkav Alon Shlomo. He had to run into Shlomo because he raised taxes and the people started throwing stones. He jumped onto his horse to go back to Shlomo. Use Lashon Merkav. The Chziv says, by Lashon about a Zov, V'chol America V'ashirkav Alon. So we make a Hazov Yitma. So we make a Zagzer Shava, a Merkav and Merkav, that he was a Zov. Mitzoy Rehu Mitzoy was Yo. The Chziv, it was different later on. Melech of Israel, Chsiv, v'cheskasa gava libay al hash ad hashchus, v'yimul v'ashem lekav v'yom lechal Hashem haktas amzbech teres. He broke teres in the amzbech. V'chsiv, what happened? V'atzerah zarcha mitzchay. He became a mitzayra. So also that was part of the klala. I can tell me he did a chait. So that's the thing. Rashi is saying they would have made a kapara if not for the klala. Which enikul of Shlomo was machzir pelech had to walk with a walking stick? Me'asa. The Chsiv it said. By Asa, the king Asa, Rakla Esik Nosi Cholas Raglov. His feet got sick. V'amar Rav Yudah Rav Shachsoi Pudgaro, which some say means gout. He got gout. He couldn't walk. On Mezutra Rav Chista, the gout's very painful. We're going to say, Mezutra Braid Rav Chista Rav Nachman, Hechidom, what does it feel like? Only Kamachat Basa Achai. It's like needles in your raw skin. But no, yo, so they asked him, Rav Nachman, how did you notice? How do you know that's what it feels like? He had the gout sometimes, he had it. Learned from his Rebbe. It was Ruach Kurdish, which means Hashem gives secrets to his ones who fear him, and Torah for them to teach all the people. The king Yeshio, the Chassid says by Yeshio, Vayoiru Hayoirim Lemelech Yeshio, the shat arrows at Melech Yeshio. Also called Gufik a Kivri. They made his whole guf like a sieve. That's how many arrows they shot at him. So you see, he was died b'cherb. V'chasalechem and Yechonya. Yechonya went into Golis, to Bavel, the Chsiv, and it says over there, first he was in jail, and later on took him out of jail, but he didn't have any money. and he got all his money from the coffers of the king. So you see all the klalis were mekuyim by David HaMelech's Enikloch, by Shlomo HaMelech's Enikloch. That's what people say. Hey Luta, La'ata. You should be the ones, you'd rather be the one who gets the klala than gives the klala. Because the one who gives the klala gets it back. So Rashi says, The kilas chinam always comes back to mechalal. Like you throw something at a wall, it comes back at you here also. Why is it called kilas chinam? So very good shmak, because since he got misa, yoyav, so then it was kilas chinam, because you don't get both. Why should you get both? And therefore it was kilas chinam, and it happened from his eniklach, Dovr Melech's eniklach.